Hey now, everybody. Hey now. Hey now. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number two of the line. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Vapor Forge bringing you this portion of the show. My guys at Vapor Forge, I can't say enough about them. I tell you every day how much I love these guys, how the business operates, and what they do for the community in general. Just good, solid people. Not just Tony and Amy who own the joint, but the guys that work there. They're just watching them and how they treat everybody that comes in the door with the best attitudes, the most information. It's the place to go. For you vapers, you know the drill. If you vape, you know what you need. They got it. And they got it for the best price. I hear over and over from people that come in there. They're like, wow, this is a lot cheaper than I thought it was. I was like, well, it's because you're in the right place. That's why. If you're smoking, get off them nasty cigarettes and try yourself a vape. You can get disposable vapes where you just use it till it runs out, throw it away, go get you another one. Or you can get yourself a device. There's something for everybody. And then when it comes to Delta 8 or variations of that, they've got you covered. If you want to know more about that, whether you've got issues you think it could help with, call them. 205, I lost the number. I should know the number by now. 205-874-9010. 874-9010. Call up and ask them whatever you want, or just stop by. 4673 Highway 280, right here in Birmingham. They're next to Bailey Brothers Music Company. Grab you a bite to eat over there. Stop by Vapor Forge and give us a shout out as always to let them know you heard it right here on the line. Yesterday, John Bird, we missed out on Facebook Marketplace finds, and I thought about it. I was like, well, it's okay because John Bird would appreciate it if I waited on him to get back anyway.
I do appreciate it.
So that's what we're going to do right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is your Facebook Marketplace finds.
Can someone get me off Facebook, please? Get me off Facebook.
There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me. With pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in.
Up first on this edition of Facebook Marketplace Finds, I found a potato. It is a thick potato, according to the description in the name, for $500.
What? It's a potato.
Says, condition is new, super rare potato, last post got removed, this is business, people. And that's it.
And it says, send seller a message. He says, hi, Jess, is this still available?
This is just a thick potato for $500. So I'm sure there's something super special about it. Anyway, that's out there.
Good eating.
Good eating. If you want some, maybe some French fries tonight. Next up, the title reads, Lazy Boy Chair, Twin Bed, Gun Rack. John Bird, you see, there's nothing in the picture except for the mattress.
Oh, my.
Looks a little used. It says, condition is used but good. The details read, Lazy Boy Chair, great shape, got new ones, $20. Twin bed, mattress, box, spring, and frame, $10. Stain is from water, not the other stuff.
Now that's Amber Heard, I tell you, man.
Somebody did the old Amber Heard on that mattress. Yeah. Gun rack was in my store, don't use it anymore. Cable can lock up guns. One back price is off, but simply to put back on $15. What? I do not reply to, is this still available? I will take down when sold or will post on the ad, Spruce Area.
Man, he's efficient.
Bro, that mattress, though.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's not from the other stuff, he says, whatever the other stuff is, but it's a giant brown stain in the shape of Africa.
Yeah, I see that.
You can maybe even see a little
There's
bit
the
of
Congo over there to the right.
Right.
I see it.
A little portion of Mexico up there at the top as well.
Yep.
Actually, that's the entire continent of South America, I think. It's a big stain.
Man.
And then last but not least, it seems we have, according to the picture I have, patches of hair. It says...
Oh, gosh.
It says, made from 100% stray cats. These wigs come in handy for you for when you need a fresh look, but already eliminated the growth. Can be made to order, and any color is possible. Special deal if you buy today. And honestly, I don't know that that's cat hair.
I don't think so.
Judging by the patterns that they put it in, it almost seems as if they're selling it as, dare I say, a pubic hair wig.
I'm speechless. I mean, that. I don't. What do you?
Wait. Never mind. I didn't read the actual title of the item. It's vaginal wigs.
They got a special deal today, though. You buy one, you get one 73.2% off.
I didn't even read the title of it. It literally says,
"Oh my gosh,
for $100 a piece, vaginal wigs."
There's so many questions. You know, there's so many. I need to message this guy. There's so many questions I have.
I mean, I don't know. Is $100 a good price for a wig for your lady parts?
You got me.
Well, anyway, that's it for a very bizarre edition of Facebook Marketplace Funds. Wow.
Woo.
I go from explaining to you guys that the world is ending to giving you the ability to purchase vaginal wigs. So
you're versatile. I will give you that.
I am. This show is full of variety, and that's what we aim for on a daily basis. That's what we bring you. Speaking of, okay, I'm not going to tie this in. That'll sound bad. Speaking of The View, which we're not speaking about, but I just needed a segue that I feel like is inappropriate for radio. I normally bring you guys clips from The View from time to time, and I know most of y'all hate it, but the things they say on the show is so absurd, so shocking. Every time I see a clip from these women, or as Howard Stern used to call them, these yentas, I'm shocked. Every single time. This time, they're talking about a bill that was just voted on in the House. That passed the House, but that House Republicans voted against. It is a domestic terrorist bill that they pushed in the wake of the Buffalo shooting. Now, there was a similar bill that was pushed through that was proposed by Republicans in 2020 that they did, in fact, vote for, but it is obviously a little different since the Democrats put a new one up, plus amendments get added and everything else. This current bill would vastly expand the powers of the federal government in dictating who and what they surveil and what they deem to be domestic terrorists. We all know the dangers in that, giving the government that sort of power. Also creating organizations to eliminate white supremacy, quote unquote, in the military. Surely nothing could go wrong there. But this is The View, John Bird. If you could play that clip of Whoopi Goldberg referring to the Republicans who voted against this bill as domestic terrorists.
Who put the bill forth. They voted against their own bill. So here's some of the back and forth on the Hill that took place. Take a look.
We don't give cover to anything. White nationalism is wrong. We've always said so. Everyone knows that. But I tell you who does give cover when the chairman of the Judiciary Committee says that Antifa is a myth. That is giving cover.
How long until mainstream Christianity is deemed domestic extremism?
The problem is not that the Republican Party is racist. is that the Republican Party won't call out the racists in its midst.
Mm-hmm. So, Antifa. What an idiot.
I have an Antifa. Yeah. She's very sweet. There's Uncle Notifa, but that's a whole other conversation. I mean, when did Washington really get to be a place where stopping domestic terrorism is divisive?
I guess when they're part of the problem.
When the domestic terrorists are voting on the bill.
Yeah. The Republicans are domestic terrorists. Oh, Antifa. What a joke, Antifa. Just made up QAnon nonsense. Antifa, not even a real thing. I got an Antifa. I got an Uncle Notifa. Good Lord. Listen, they're coming after guns is what this comes down to. They're going to use white supremacy. They're going to... I'm starting to hear talk of this new... grand idea of forcing you to either one of two things. One, this is what the Democrats are proposing. They want you to have a federal license to purchase a firearm, a license from the DOJ. Okay. Imagine having to get approval from Merrick Garland to buy a firearm, the guy that wants to ban weapons of war, like semi-automatic rifles that are the exact same thing as a 9mm handgun. The Democrats want to do this, but I'm hearing this brand new proposal that we should be forced to get a permission slip from a physician saying that we are mentally capable to purchase a firearm. That you should be checked out, have a mental evaluation before you can exercise your Second Amendment. They're coming in hard after this stuff, guys. I'm not kidding. And yes, I'm buddies with Nathan at Blount County Tactical. Yes, I want you to go down there. But I'm telling you, this is an all-out assault. They'll tie this in with the WHO. You don't think the WHO would say that guns in America is a public health emergency, and since they now dictate what does and does not happen when there's a pandemic or a public health crisis, that they won't go after guns in coordination with our own government? You better believe they will. They'll do it in a heartbeat. You won't even know what happened. It'll be over. It'll be done and signed. And then it'll be World War III within this country, with an international organization telling us that we can't have our guns and exercise our Second Amendment. Now's the time, y'all, to just go to Blount County Tactical, go down there this weekend, get what you need. I know most of you guys in this audience, you're already strapped, but you can't be strapped enough. You obviously need ammo. So get down there and take advantage of what he's got going on. He's got a huge sale going on this weekend. So many different things that I can't even list them, but you're going to save a ton of money. And with the ability to finance for 24 months with no interest, you're going to pay the same amount as you would pay if you paid in cash that day. You can finance it for 2 years and pay it off in 2 years and be done with it and get whatever you want that day. If you'll go down there and make that happen, you need to do it before it's too late. I'm not even joking about that. 925 Second Avenue East in Aniana. If you're familiar with Aniana, right over there by the IGA, right there in that shopping center, see the big Blount County Tactical sign, swing by there. Nathan will be there. Say, hey, your buddy Andrew told me to come down here and check out what you got. I just want to see what you have to offer. If you let him know that you heard it on the line, you're going to get even better deals. So ask him, say, hey, what are you offering for me since I'm a listener of the line? I know our freedoms are under attack, and I need to get prepared. 205-625-3797, 625-3797. He's open till 6 today, and then tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so get down there quick because the sale he's got going on ends tomorrow. Do it. mention the line, and get you and your family prepared. Back after this. I guess back in the day, according to Oxford English Dictionary, it defines a vag wig as a merkin. A merkin.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a merkin for your gherkin. So, Chumbird, did you just spit your Sprite out?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, long article about this. Very, very interesting. Signs of, hold on. I didn't really read this. I'm kind of looking. While the OED lists the word's earliest appearance at 1617 in John Taylor's 3 Weeks Observer as Mistress Minx recovered her lost merkin. Mistress Minx recovered her lost merkin. The Oxford Companion to the Body dates the actual practice of wearing a public wig to the mid-15th century, and it may actually go back much further. So how about that? Some interesting facts here on the show today.
It is. This has turned into a history show is what it has.
That's right. Now you know what a merkin is. Go online, buy your own merkin. I wouldn't advise getting it off Facebook Marketplace, especially if it's made out of stray cat hair. I mean, you know, I guess it's all kitty hair the same, but just Google merkin. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna let y'all do the rest. I'm dropping it. There's too much trouble I can get to if I keep going with this, because I'm not gonna be able to censor myself. Speaking of obscene language, coming up next, we've got another edition of your Charles Barkley quote of the day. This one wasn't even on broadcast TV. I had to get this from someone's cell phone video. I think you're going to like it. 545-9950. Don't go anywhere. Line Talk 99.5. Talk 99.5.com. Friday, everybody. Get excited. It's Friday. Jawbone Jam, 6th annual Jawbone Jam coming up next Thursday. Y'all don't forget about that. You better have it marked on your calendars. It's going to be a good time. A lot of people going to be there. It's a big one. It's the big birthday bash for Talk 99.5. I'm pumped up about it. John Bird's pumped up about it.
Mm-hmm.
The morning show people probably not as pumped up about it, but nonetheless, hey, time goes, cuzzy.
Just get an extra nap. Just get a little extra sleep.
Just get a nap in before the big show. I'll be broadcasting until 6, and then doors open at 6. It's so hard to broadcast after the doors open, so thank God I'm done at 6, because everybody wants to come up and talk to you.
And give you free beer. I mean, it's incredible.
They don't know how the commercials work. Or it's chaos. It's chaos, to say the least. All right. Now, here's a segment that we just created, I think, last week, and we've already done a couple of them. This is something we like to call Leeds, Alabama's very own Charles Barkley Quote of the Day. I think you're
crazy. I'm a dumbass.
That's terrible.
So, I caught this, and honestly, I debated on even playing this audio because it's pretty obscene, but I bleeped out the cuss word. So, he's doing his NBA halftime show or whatever. They're up on this stage, and behind them is a crowd of people. They have their, it looks good on TV, so they let people kind of gather around and watch them in action. And the fans start to heckle poor Chuck. And Chuck turns around and gives them a message. Now, you're going to have to listen closely because it's kind of hard to hear. Again, cell phone footage. But here's what he told the hecklers behind him.
Chuck! Chuck!
Hey,
Chuck!
Hey,
Chuck!
said, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to come to your house and blank your mama.
He's got a way with words like nobody else. Amazing.
It never stops. I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to bleep your mama. Lord help. Lord help. And then the crowd obviously loved it. They ate it up. Again, I'm debating on playing it, but I can't help it. I mean, we made a dedicated segment for this, so I have to. And again, one of these days, we're going to have Sir Trungles on this show. I want him in studio.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
And we're just going to go through all his best quotes. Love that guy. All right, as we do at this time each and every day, 1:36 on the clock, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your emails.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I haven't clapped in a long time.
You ain't clapped in a long time, John Bird.
Here we go.
Rank it up.
You got
mail. Oh, that sounds good.
You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. Goodbye.
I'm going to come to your house no more. Clap your mama.
You idiot.
Okay. Let's see. Where are my emails? Do I even have? You know what, John Bird? I think I lost my emails. I swear. I don't know where they're at. I've got one of them. I don't know where they're. Okay. I'm just gonna. I can't believe I lost the emails. All right.
Well, this one email better be a good one.
Well, this email is from Carrie in Buffalo. And this one says, what happens if change happens? She's commenting on the topic for today's show. She says, what if they tell us we got to work from home 2 days a week? I'm in the office full time, even during the 2 years of the highest cases of COVID. I had the letter on me during driving bans. Even during bad weather, says Carrie can drive to work. Oh, she had some sort of permission slip. How can they say someone can't be in the office if their job is mandated or needed and it's that type of job? You can't make a doctor, nurse, grocery stores, restaurants just do that from home. I work for an international bank that my job is needed in person. It's not an option for me to work from home. If these rulemakers smoked some more weed, they'd probably chill out, which is a good point. We need more weed and less regulations.
Chill, man.
Just chill. That, I mean, you know, that's, it's a solid point when it comes down to it, because society can't function with people working from home, even if you're just talking about 2 days a week, because what are the grocery store people going, what is Chick-fil-A going to do? Huh? How people go get their Chick-fil-A orders? I know they got that fancy conveyor belt that sends the bags across the store, but you still got to have warm bodies in there.
Friendly faces, man.
Friendly faces, people saying my pleasure. Come on,
that's
coast.
Part of the experience.
It's almost as if these people do not think through the decisions they make, or is it intentional and they want to destroy the country? That's definitely what they want to do here, but I don't understand those Europeans. I don't get it. Craig writes in, he says, when are you having Mo Brooks on your show? Interested to hear the interview from a young person's perspective. No offense to the other old geezers on the station. I'm just reading the email.
Good.
Mo Brooks will be with us Monday, and it's kind of frustrating for me. One, because Mo Brooks is doing the world tour right now, and he's on every show, and I don't like to do that. I don't like to have the same guest every. I don't like to have guests in general, but I definitely don't want to do it when he's been on every other show. But that's kind of how political season works.
Yeah.
And I've tried, and I'm going to continue to, over the weekend, do my due diligence and make sure I've combed through all the questions Mo Brooks has been asked on this station and avoid those. And we can ask him that you guys have not heard him asked before. And I've got a few of them already, but we're going to take advantage of our time. I feel like I know what you guys are concerned about in this country. I feel like I know the issues you guys want resolved. And so that's kind of what we're going to attack when we talk to Mo Brooks on Monday, 12:30. He's not going to be in studio, though. He's going to call in, but it'll be the first political interview we've done on the line. I don't know, honestly, if I've ever. I think I've done a couple, but it wasn't. We did Roy Moore one time when the real big, you know, it was the real heat of the moment. And there was one more. There was an allegation that came out as we had him on air. Another one. And we told him about it. Of course, he just fumbled all over it. Like, it was a disaster. Don't get me wrong. I wanted Roy Moore over Doug Jones, but I really wanted anybody else besides Roy Moore. Like, you'd still have to try pretty hard to get me to pick a Democrat over Roy Moore, even though Roy has been an utter disaster. Nice guy, horrible politician. 545-9950. Let me squeeze in a couple calls real quick. We got Roy. I think it's Roy in Silicaga. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to call and find out, you know, people don't realize with this gas prices going up and going up and going up, people don't realize back when the clunkers and junkers were going on with Obama, I was hit pretty hard. I pulled my car in there. I got my $5,000 for my new vehicle. And at the end of the year, well, guess what? I had to pay that $5,000 back. Anything the government hands you, you're going to have to pay back. Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. That is 100% true. A lot of people, I think, in 2021 during tax season got the shock of their lives. And that'll be the case. That's probably the case this past year and will be the case next year once parents who don't really pay attention to what's going on realize that they're not getting thousands of dollars in child tax credits because they've given it to them little by little over the course of the year.
That's why they call them credits, because you got to pay it back. When you get Mo on, tell him I've got an open invitation to come over here and smoke a doobie.
And I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right, bud.
Thank you,
talk
man.
Talk to you later.
Y'all better believe I'm going to ask Mo about the reefer. I'm going to ask him about Delta 8, and I want to know where he's at on protecting the vaping industry from the point that there are thousands upon thousands of jobs at stake in this state. Very important. EC, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, am I live on the line?
You got it.
You got it. Thank you. First of all, can I give a shout out to John Berg? I'm glad he's back.
Of course.
Seemed like the applause or clapping is a little louder when he comes back.
Love it.
So no offense there. Anyway, hey, got some bad news about Bucky's. I went by a while ago. It's back up to 419.
Yeah, that's what I was hit with this morning as well.
Yeah, seems like tapping in the oil reserves didn't do a whole lot of good. Maybe need to tap some more. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we're at the lowest level that our oil reserve has ever been at since 1987, so why not just pull a little more out?
Yeah, it's getting scary. And one more thing, can I do a shout out to Mo?
Yep.
I mean, what I'm saying, I want to endorse him. I think we know where he's coming from. He's been up there. He knows the system. We've heard him. We've watched him perform. We know we need somebody like that up there. And I don't know a whole lot about the other two, other than I sure don't want for. We don't need another McCain. I mean, I thought the world of McCain when he came back. You know, he fought for us and everything. I thought that was the best thing we could have in Congress. But look what he turned into. And I hope Durant doesn't. I'm not putting him down, but I don't know enough about him to make my mind up. And we sure don't need another rhino up there. We've got enough of them. So.
Yep, I'm with you. Good point,
okay,
EC.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
There's an official endorsement for Mo Brooks from EC. You heard it there. And y'all can call and tell me who you're going to vote for. I mean, I'd be interested to hear that. We can really, we can do that. I think after we talk with Mo on Monday, I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. A lot of people are leaning towards Mo, and I'm seeing polls trend in that direction as well. I think he's in a really good spot right now. Honestly, I think his performance on Leland helped him tremendously with how much more relaxed he was, because he was so uptight for a while that it just, even if you've got the best policies stances in the world, like, you still got to connect on a personal level with people to really draw them in. And I think Mo's doing a decent job of doing that. And hey, I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet, but I got a feeling that I'll probably tell y'all before you go to the polls. So stick around for that if anybody cares. One more point. It also shows you that we're not a bunch of backwoods, goofy rednecks that follows Trump to the ends of the earth. I would dare to say most of this audience loves Trump. Some of y'all might even love Trump as much as I do, which is a lot. You probably wouldn't want to even admit that in public. But when it comes down to it, we also make our own decisions on who we want. Trump unendorsed Mo Brooks. That's worse than never endorsing him at all. Yet those same people that support Trump are overlooking that and saying, I'm going to support Mo anyway, because I think he'll still side with Trump's agenda, Trump's America First policies, and be the best representative from Alabama. 545-9950. Back after this. The line, Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com. This is something that I was meaning to play yesterday, and it's George Bush. If you can get that audio for me, John Bird. He was speaking at some sort of event and talking about Ukraine and talked about a brutal and unjust invasion on the country of Ukraine. But then, instead of saying Ukraine, he accidentally said Iraq instead of Ukraine. Listen to this.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process.
Wait, stop it right there. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Is he describing Russia, or is he describing America? Because that sounds a lot like America. Okay, start again from the top. Sorry, John Barr. Thought he was talking about this country.
Contrast. Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
He's like, Iraq, too. Is it funny to George Bush that we engaged in an unjust war in Iraq?
That sounded kind of like a nervous laugh, like, oops.
It
here
did.
I go again.
He goes, oh, yeah, Iraq, too. What a jibber. God, George Bush just, oh, makes me sick to even think that I supported that guy at one point. Leland Whaley, what's up, buddy?
That's AJ's version of his impersonation of Trump. That's me impersonating AJ impersonating Bush, I mean.
You fooled me once. You can't fool me again.
And his dad was like,
not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Dana Carvey.
Stay above the fray.
Hey, real quick, let me remind you about Earnest Financial. You know the drill. 40-plus years of experience in asset preservation. That's your retirement. That's your principal investment. That's your interest earned. They can protect that. With this market tanking the way it is, we're almost in a bear market. Don't lose your retirement. It's pointless. All you got to do is call these guys, and they're going to hook you up. 205 205- 479-0839 or retirewithernest.com. I'm out of here. Leland Live up next. See you, cuz.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.